The fallout from the RTÉ Investigates documentary on elder care at two nursing homes run by Amies Ireland in Portlaoise and Glasnevin continues. The Minister for Older People, Kieran O'Donnell, has asked HICWA to review all 24 nursing homes operated by the group in Ireland. In a short few years, as we heard earlier, they've become the largest provider of private nursing home beds in the country. The Health and Safety Authority is to conduct inspections at the two homes, the Residence and Benevan Manor. Portlaoise is closed to new admissions. To tell us more now about what is happening, we're joined by the reporter on the programme, Aoife Hegarty, who's also deputy editor of RTÉ Investigates. And there has been a huge reaction to the documentary, Aoife, and no wonder. Let's start with the inspections now. How many and who's carrying them out?
Yeah, well, quite a few of those going on at the moment. Minister O'Donnell, he was on prime time last night, he confirmed that HICWA inspectors are now on site at both of those nursing homes conducting new inspections of those facilities. The HSE has also put national safeguarding teams in place at both centres, as well as new directors of nursing. Those are HSE community directors of nursing. They are in situ as of yesterday. The minister said that he expects to see HICWA using their regulatory powers to the max effect when it comes to the cases highlighted in these two homes. And HICWA is expected to report back with an update on that by the end of next week. While that review of all Amies homes around the country, he says he wants that completed within a fortnight's time. The minister also confirmed last night that the national safeguarding strategy is to be brought before Cabinet by the summer recess in order to then bring forward safeguarding legislation, saying it's now a priority for government, albeit a safeguarding bill has been sitting in the Dáil since 2017. You also mentioned the Health and Safety Authority there. We've learned that they are now to also conduct inspections at the two homes featured. Those inspections will review general health and safety measures at both the Residence Portlaoise and Benevan Manor in Dublin to ensure that risk assessments, patient handling and health and safety training are all in place. When our carers emerged from the two homes, they reported all their concerns to HICWA, but actually those repeated examples that they saw of frail older residents being handled inappropriately or lifted without the use of proper handling equipment, those things don't fall under the remit of HICWA and hence were transferred to the HSA.
I see. Now, do we know from the minister if those reports that he expects back from HICWA within 1 week and 2 weeks in the case of all of the nursing homes run by the company, if we will have access to them, if the public will have access to them, will they be published?
Well, that's one of the questions that remains outstanding, and there's quite a few questions that remain outstanding. From the family's perspective, and we've been speaking to them for many days now, they have so many questions that remain outstanding. We know, for instance, that HICWA is taking escalated regulatory actions against these homes, but what does that consist of? Will they have access to the findings of the reviews that you mentioned there? And especially for families of Benevan Manor, you know, a facility that was essentially given a clean bill of health by HICWA in recent months, those families questioning, how did a regulatory system fail them to such a degree that they were reassured that the home was an okay place for their relatives to be?
Now, there's also further information available. People who saw the documentary might remember one family did make a complaint. They did have a review. There has been further matters arising from that.
Yeah, well, this relates to the man at Benevan Manor. Viewers who watch the programme will remember he is the man who has Lewy body dementia. He was handled by the waist of his trousers at pace down a corridor before being pushed by carers into a chair. Well, it transpires that the family of that man submitted a lengthy complaint to management at Benevan Manor about their father's care back in February. That complaint was prompted by the fact that previous concerns they'd raised had not been addressed to their satisfaction. It was a detailed complaint. It talked about things like their concerns about a consistent lack of carers on the floor where their father lives. They repeatedly found their dad left on his own without any carer near him. They witnessed residents repeatedly asking to use the toilet and being left to wait for long periods of time. No one could clearly tell them what their father had eaten on some days. He wasn't encouraged to take part part in any activities, and they had issues around his personal hygiene and appearance. That might sound like deja vu, because a lot of that appeared in our documentary. But what's key about that, our documentary, the filming from it, happened weeks after the family made that complaint.
And their complaint was upheld, wasn't it?
It was upheld, and what's more, that family were reassured that an action plan had been put in place and that those issues had all been addressed. And yet when our undercover carers start filming there weeks later, she found the exact same things happening there.
There was also, at the start and through your documentary, the testimony of Claire Doyle. She's the whistleblower, the teacher and trainer of care assistants who tried repeatedly to raise red flags with HICWA, and it was 4 months before, I think, she got a response.
Yeah, and you know, it's been devastating in a way for Claire Doyle to hear the minister confirm on primetime last night that he believes HICWA moved too slowly when she and her students made those protected disclosures from 2022 onwards. You know, you would have heard her in the programme tell us that she felt she had blown the whistle as loud as she could, yet no one was listening. And it was that sense of screaming into an abyss was why she came to RTE. She's also shocked at the announcement that HICWA is now to review all Amis homes across the country, because she met HICWA officials back in December 2023 as part of her efforts to highlight her concerns, and they told her because of the structure of the Amis company, where it has separate service providers for its nursing homes, that if a lack of compliance was identified in one of those homes, HICWA could not automatically investigate to see if similar issues were happening at other homes in the chain. And yet now, because failings have been identified on national television and the minister has requested a review, it's suddenly possible for HICWA to do that. So yes, on one hand, vindication for Claire, but from another perspective, extremely disappointing for her, especially when you think of the potential time that was lost there to protect vulnerable residents.
There's a lot more to come on this story. Aoife Hegarty, reporter on the programme, deputy editor of RTE Investigates, thank you very much for that this morning.